always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
The Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Joining us in 30 minutes is W.T. Goodspirit, also known as Wayne Jackson, a proud Plains Cree artist from Goodfish Lake First Nation. He's a celebrated musician and an educator, blending traditional Cree culture with modern music styles. With powerful lyrics and a passion for preserving his language, Wayne is inspiring a new generation through song, storytelling, and education. He'll be stopping by in 3 minutes to tell us all about it. So let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for today's show comes from twobuffalo.myamsoils.com.
Are you ready to take control of your future? AmSoil is looking for new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and be part of a trusted name in synthetic oil and lubrication. It's your chance to own a business and support your community. Visit twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's twobuffalo.myamsoil.com and get started today.
Right, here we go. Here's W.T. Goodspirit, the Tonnessy song.
Hello, Dancy. How are you? Dancing here. I am fine. Moy and Anto. Come on in. Begue. Sit down. Up in. Have some tea. Well, top with me, Austin. If you go in, Dante, Ege Tostien. Mate Atsumo, Kiwagi Ositayan. Mate Atsumo Stowin. Soy.
W.T. Goodspirit. He'll be in our spotlight in about 25 minutes. All right, here's Show It. Peppy Nick, I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
You we can't understand it. Ne que tout est noir, je peux tout mal. That was music from Saltwater Hank from Prince Rupert, BC. Let's stay up here. I want to hang here for just a little bit longer. Here's New Hawk Radio. Let's head over to Bell Coola. That was music from Alispie and Beatrice Deer. I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and stop on in and take our support challenge. There you can become a member, become a volunteer, become an ambassador, or make a donation and show your love today. That's at indigenousandmusicandarts.org. All right, over to Seattle. Here's Kuik. This is Canoe Song. I'm Larry Kay.
Children, see them run.
That's music from Ellen Sillaboy and the Thundermakers from Nova Scotia. Mother Earth's Warning. That's from his Marks on the Ground album. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to bring you our guest, W.T. Good Spirit. We will be right back. We are the Music Makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. It all starts at indigenousinmusic.com.
Take the support challenge at indigenousinmusic.com. Every contribution counts. Whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time donation, your support makes a difference. Together, we empower Indigenous artists and preserve their rich culture. Take the challenge today at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for standing with us.
Same Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is W.T. Good Spirit, a Plains Cree singer, songwriter, educator, and language warrior from Goodfish First Nation. He's making waves with the music that he blends all together, country, rock, and reggae. Tonight, he's here to talk about his current release, Where the Elders Dwelt. It's his first visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Jackson. Hi, WT. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Nice. Right on. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from my home community, Goodfish Lake First Nations, also called Whitefish Lake number 128. We're located on Treaty 6 territory here in northeastern Alberta, Canada.
All right. Nice. And what's the music scene like there?
There's still a lot of talent shows, a lot of venues where people still love that old country, Conway Twitty, George Jones, very big here in our communities.
Well, let's get going. Let's start with an introduction and then we'll talk about your music. So go ahead and hit the stage.
So I just like to greet everybody out there. I always enjoy using my language. I believe it's something we should do. Those of us who are language speakers and have that ability to speak to that Indigenous language, we should always make it a priority to speak it first, because it was something that was nearly taken away from us in in the days gone by. So it's really important that we keep it alive and vibrant. So that's who I am. My name is Wayne Jackson. I come from this place called Goodfish Lake, Alberta. It's where I was raised. I wasn't born here. I was born in a hospital not too far away, but raised in this community, and I was raised with a bunch of speakers back then in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. And it was really my mother who I have to be grateful for. It was her language. Even though she didn't go to residential school, she retained the language, and that was her way of passing on transference of who we are as our identity. Nice. So for me, I retained that because of my mother.
Mm-hmm. And when did your music career start? What age? Young?
I grew up, I always loved music growing up. I listened to everything, like I mentioned earlier, country, rock and roll.
Right.
And then probably the death of John Lennon. When John Lennon was assassinated, I became aware of who the Beatles were. And then we made a little canjo. It was called made out of fishing line and soup cans. And I made a little musical instrument, and I started playing. And eventually my mom said, "Hey, you want a guitar?" And I got a guitar and started playing guitar.
Right.
Got to know who the Beatles were and listened to all sorts of music and started strumming guitar. It wasn't until I got into the gospel circuit and playing with other gospel musicians that, you know, I started putting chords together and started able to get my voice to be heard. So I actually have roots in gospel as well. So that's where music for me began.
All right. Now let's talk about the new album. And do you perform by yourself or do you have a band?
So it depends. When I started out, it was actually just me penning stuff, sitting at my old cassette tape and recording myself. You know, a lot of songs are written on my kitchen table.
Sure.
But as I got to associate with different people, and the one person I can really say I had a lot of collaboration with, Rob Kopp and Kurt West, Kurt is my recording engineer.
Okay.
And Rob is kind of like my musical genius. He's does a lot of behind scenes. So nice. When he did this last album, it was actually supposed to be all cover songs.
Okay.
And I'd really wanted to do them in a language.
Sure.
And then when I thought about things, the language for me was like, okay, if I do all these cover songs, who's going to get the royalties? And so I thought, you know, if I do it all in our language and I write the songs, and at this time I kind of withdrawn from music at that time, but I still had all these ideas back here. I had all these musical ideas, and I had all these songs actually partially written or fully written.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pull them out and presented them to my recording engineer and to my my collaboration buddy there, Rob, and we put together some of the songs. We went to the studio, and fruition became a little bit of, you know, my rock roots showed there, my rock and roll roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you listen to some of the songs, I've always been pigeonholed into country, and that's not who I am.
Sure.
Yes, my voice is baritone and I have a deep voice. I'm suited for country, but I've loved rock and roll. So yeah, that's what I grew up listening to. So yeah, so it's an eclectic sound of rock, reggae, country, and folk as well.
Right on. Now tell us about the name, WT Good Spirit. How does that reflect your mission as an artist?
So my normal everyday name is Wayne Jackson.
Sure.
And growing up, my mother always mentioned a story about how our actually last name should have been Kamiyotsakwil. Kamiyotsakwil translates the good spirited one. And what happened is our ancestor at that time met a missionary, and the missionary really liked that name.
Yeah.
And so the story is that they traded names. He took the name Good Spirit, and we took the name Jackson. Mm. And thus, that name stuck with us ever since. So that's one story. I don't know. I'm hoping that's true, because it's a really good story. And actually, it is the commonality of the way we were given these colonial names. And and sometimes often a lot of names are often misinterpreted as well, some of our indigenous names.
Sure.
So yeah, that's how Good Spirit. I actually have the tattoo on my shoulder here.
Okay.
And that's something that I carry with me. I remember when I said to my mom, I'm not gonna use my name on the album. And she said, "What, are you ashamed of your name?" And I said, "No, Mom, I wanted to only use Good Spirit." And her attitude just changed.
Yeah.
She smiled and said, "Hey, yeah, you're right."
Right on. Good deal. Well, I want to congratulate you on doing a great job mixing your language and music together. It's a good learning project for our young ones, like you stated.
Yep.
So congratulations. Good job. WT, how do we get a hold of you?
WTGoodSpirit.com. You can find me on my website. Probably my email and my cell number is there as well.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you for stopping by tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Today we're speaking with W.T. Good Spirit. His new album is out entitled Where the Elders Dwelt, and he's also featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. You can read all about him at our place at indigenousandmusic.com. W.T., you're always welcome to come back and give us an update. Anytime you feel free, get a hold of me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes. We're going to play you a track from his current album. Here is his current release, My Godfather and Godmother. Was music from W.T. Good Spirit, and that was My Godfather and Godmother off his new album, Where the Elders Dwelt. In case you're just tuning in, W.T. was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Yeah.
That's music from the Jerry Cans, the Northern Lights. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. Go to our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we all hang 24/7, 365.
Oh, you'll talk to me.
All right, down to Mexico. Here is DJ Bittman.
Ayer estuvo el diablo aquí.
Que se relaje, ya veré, que se espere. Hay que darle tiempo al tiempo para que prospere. Los altos intereses de la deuda no me sueltan. En la cama me doy vuelta contando cuentas. Mami, te prometo que esto se va a arreglar. Ay, mamá.
And music. Support for today's show comes from twobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Looking for a new business opportunity? Amsoil is now recruiting new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and become part of a trusted leader in synthetic lubrication. Start your own dealership today at twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. That's twobuffalo.myamsoil.com. Be your own boss with Amsoil.
Donations come in many forms. A sustained membership, a one-time gift, even that extra vehicle you no longer need. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle. Here's how. Go to Indigenous in Music and click Donate.
Time to head over to Finland. Music now from the Samis. Here is Soyo.
Damun toutastaan ike hervaan. Känskelien viisohdas kovalla. Jesin aine miile saa tuottaa. Ja kahko daitaan ja uitte. Mä päinä suvemmin miin.
Music from Ecuador, Manta, Cumbia Corazon. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. I want to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Stop on over and take a look around. That's at indigenousandmusicandarts.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
So now it's time to head back to the Save Magazine studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, for one more hour of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay.
Let's get hour two started with music from our guest who's going to be in our spotlight next week, Irv Lyons Jr. Here's Euphonious, the title track.